The candidates in this year's mayor's race have been accused of being a little short on new ideas. WNYC's Anna Sale reports that a new study from the Center for an Urban Future and the NYU School of Public Service is looking to inject some energy into the debate.
It's summer, and the mayoral candidates have gotten into a bit of a rut. This report on government innovations is trying to mix up the debate, and it looks outside New York to do it.
Bit by bit, the councils across the UK have seen this as a fantastic way of leveraging up limited cash supplies.
Andrew Teacher is the policy director for Spacehive, a London-based tech company that helps local governments raise money for civic projects. It's like Kickstarter, but with extra layers of verification since taxpayer dollars are involved. It hasn't become a substitute for capital bonds, but it has democratized public-private partnerships. Crowds on the internet vote and fund projects, and they haven't all been tech-savvy favorites like bike lanes and Wi-Fi hotspots.
The first project we actually successfully funded was a community center in a very, very downtrodden part of Wales. It's an ex-mining town that's had about 50% unemployment. And we raised about £70,000.
That allowed them to leverage £800,000 of grant funding that had been left unused. This is just one of 15 innovations the report brings together. Many of them address affordability and the future of the middle class, issues that have dominated the mayoral debate. There's the program in San Francisco, where the city automatically sets up small college accounts for every kindergartner in public school. There are also zoning changes in Seattle and Santa Cruz geared to help homeowners build garden apartments and basement units, so there's more housing and the opportunity for some rental income. And in Michigan, credit unions have created lottery-style contests to encourage low-income people to save. Instead of buying an otherwise worthless ticket, you're eligible to win when you make a deposit into a savings account. Joanna Smith-Romani of the nonprofit Doorways to Dreams helped design the program. She says there's been a steady increase in the average balances in these accounts since the program started 4 years ago.
Something has happened where they've gotten into a habit or having fun with this account. And so when the money's there for them, they need it. But then they come back to continue to engage, and their behavior has essentially changed around savings. It's really remarkable.
Some of the report's ideas are not without pitfalls. A new government ID in Oakland that also functions as a prepaid debit card was designed to give residents without bank accounts an alternative to carrying around wads of cash. But the debit card was widely panned in its initial rollout because of the high fees that came with it. The other puzzle for policymakers is how to make sure new ideas and initiatives survive when mayoral administrations change. The city government in Denver's tried to address that with intensive management training for agency workers, instead of focusing just on political appointees or those siloed in a standalone Office of Innovation. David Ettinger is the city's chief performance officer.
One of the key mantras is we're going to teach ourselves this, and it's going to be government innovation by government. So we're not going to hire a lot of consultants.
The idea there is to make smart management part of the culture in city agencies to, in the end, make it a little less important who wins local elections. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.